Okay, good morning, Chaver. We are holding in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Rechilos. We're beginning Klal Ches. Chosh of a Klal over here. We're going to learn about the Dinim of Avak Rechilos. If you remember, we learned Avak Lashon Hara last year. We're learning about Avak Rechilos. Avak literally means dust. So it means where someone perhaps is not saying gossip explicitly, but he's saying things that are going to bring about gossip. Let's see. Yesh harbei dvarim shasurim mitam avak rechilos. There are many things that are usher because of this din. Va'avoer b'kitzur ezin yonim. I will summarize, it says in short, some of these. Umehem yakish maskil kol ketz bezen. And if you have, you know, and you, the person will therefore make a hekesh. In other words, if this is us, this is us, you get the basic idea. Kigon, example. Hamasar b'lachabero. Someone tells his friend, eich shasholu me'echad oidosov. Let's say what happens like this, that he tells him how someone asked him how he was doing, right? Let's say Reuven says to Shimon, oh, I was somewhere and they asked how you were doing, and he answered, I'm sorry, they asked him how he's doing, right? And yeah, and he said, Shisku, be quiet, any rights to Lodia, yeah, I don't want to say what happened or what'll happen. In other words, I don't want to tell you. In other words, you know, he gave over an impression, an implication that there's something there. That as the way he's telling it over, you can tell, you can infer that there's something not so kosher. In other words, he tells over some gossip, and in the gossip it said, they said about you, I asked them how you were doing, and the guy said to me about you, oh, don't ask me how Nir is doing, you know, like that. He didn't say anything, he just said, don't ask me how he's doing. So already, so Nir hears that, he's going to not be too happy by the way they answered. Even though it wasn't Befer Shechilus, they didn't say anything, but from the implication, there was something there. That's called the Vak Rechilus. V'chein, Beis. Hamashabeach ezechem b'mitnei chaver v'malkam shayit deisei yukol ha'alos b'leiv chaver turnus alav. Sometimes you can praise a person, you can compliment a person in front of someone else, and that will bring about trouble. Right? Where you say something to somebody, it's a compliment. I was somewhere and they asked me how you were learning, and I told them, ooh, you were learning Gvaldik. And the other guy, what did you tell him? Well, I told him you were, you know. Right, you know, the other guy's going to say, yeah, right, he's learning about, I'm sure, or whatever. Oh, yeah, he knows the thing. Yeah. So sometimes by saying a praise, the other guy's going to not really, he's going to take the praise in the wrong way. Okay, nearly the age of the Zorban Shabbat is Reuven Fnei Shimon, Shutofo. You have to be careful not to praise Reuven in front of Shimon. Shehetiv imoi bahalva. Oben asinas dak over shilim skar sachem shashilim karoy v'kol kiyot v'zeh. Why? Kimatzu adezel ahalas terumus levishim and nashutafa ruvein. Like this. What happens? Let's say I'm saying in front of his partner. I say in front of Ruvain all kinds of things that Shimon did. In other words, I say to Ruvain, oh, your partner Shimon, he's a very generous guy. Let's say I'm coming to collect the stock. I'll give you like this example. Coming to collect the stock, okay? And let's say Yaakov Goldgraber is my neighbor. So the guy comes and he's collecting stock from me. So he tells me about the organization. I don't know, I'm not so crazy about it. Some yeshiva in Atlanta. Yeah. So he tells me, oh, your neighbor Goldberger just gave me a check for $1,000. So I'm not gonna, you know. So now, because of that, either now I feel bad, so now Goldberger stuck me, because, you know, so now I'm going to, right, or something else, I'm going to say, yeah, whatever. Shouldn't be, this can bring about some kind of arguments here. Hezek is bringing back some kind of damage or dispute. Can also happen if you're not careful with husbands and wives to husband. Let's say you tell the husband, oh, your wife is such a help in our organization. She pledged to give $20,000 to our organization. Go what? We don't have 20,000. What is she, crazy? And now he's going to go home to his wife. You know, just keep down. You have to know when to say, when not to say. And sometimes if you're saying praise and it's not appropriate praise, it's considered avak rechilus. Obviously, it's nice to be shabach. Say the husband, you say, go to someone's wife and you say, oh, I sit next to your husband in the koil of mama, she's learns Gevaldik, like it's such a pleasure, you must be so proud of him. Okay, that's nice. But you have to be careful in the kind of praise you say, if it's going to be a praise that could bring about some kind of taruma, some kind of arguments and fights, then that's considered a vak rechilus, even though it's not mamish gossip, that can bring about mamish rechilus. Okay, shkoyach.